Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, two sisters who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of a priest in Donegal say they finally feel heard by the Catholic Church. The Taoiseach says there'll be a shift in policy in the government's new housing plan. Foreign Minister Simon Harris calls on the EU to impose sanctions on Israel as the human rights investigator accuses Benjamin Netanyahu of taking advantage of the trauma caused by the attacks on October 7th. Gardaí launch a fresh recruitment drive, and Garth Sheridan has secured the nomination of a second county council in his bid to get onto the ballot for next month's presidential election. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the two sisters who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of a priest in Donegal. They say they finally feel heard by the Catholic Church. Margaret and Paula Martin yesterday received an apology from the Diocese of Raphoe for the abuse they suffered at the hands of Con Cunningham, and also for the way the diocese treated their case after they came forward. On today's 9 till noon show, the sisters said they believe others who may be suffering in silence will also be heard. Paula Martin told Greg Hughes they were happy with the wording of the apology and believe it reflects genuine progress.
When they read that apology to us, there wasn't one word in it that we asked them to change. And we were overwhelmed by the genuineness of it. It has brought a peacefulness to us after a long time. Yeah. But yes, and that is really important for people to hear. Anyone that is suffering in silence, mm-hmm. I think they might be heard in a different way if yes. they come forward. If one person can do that, I genuinely think that there has been a shift, and we felt that shift from all of the time in our engagement with the church to now. I said we certainly have felt that there has been a shift.
I'd just like to add that process provided a very safe mm-hmm. place, mm-hmm. and it was a safe place for all of us to be.
And that was Margaret Martin, and before that, Paula Martin, the two sisters there. They had a lengthy and extensive interview with Greg on today's 9 till noon show. You can listen back to the 9 till noon show, of course, on the podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch it as it unfolded on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and on our Facebook pages as well. The Taoiseach says there'll be a shift in policy in the government's new housing plan. The five-year plan is expected to be published next month. Micheál Martin says people are facing excessive prices due to the enormous need for housing, and there'll be robust engagement with councils on the rezoning of land. Micheál Martin has been outlining the background to the new plan.
The need for up to 50 to 60,000 houses per annum, depending which analysis you read, is clearly the case. And that's of an order that we haven't achieved for over two decades, or three decades at this stage. We are in the 30,000 per annum now, but that will not be enough for the population increase. I mean, the population increased in the last 12 months by about 98,000.
A human rights investigator from the UN has accused Israel's Prime Minister of taking advantage of the trauma caused by the October 7th attacks. A report by a UN commission has found Israel is committing genocide in Gaza as part of its ongoing military response to the attacks by Hamas in October 2023, which killed 1,200 people in Israel. Chris Sidotti, a member of the inquiry into the occupation of Palestine, says Benjamin Netanyahu has gone too far.
We cannot understand how traumatic the 7th of October was for the people of Israel. And the trauma and their suffering has been ruthlessly manipulated by Netanyahu and his cronies for the last 2 years. And it's time that it stopped. And it's time that those who were responsible for this were held accountable.
Foreign Minister Simon Harris is calling on the European Union, meanwhile, to impose sanctions on Israel.
We have been pushing this for a very long time, and yes, there's things we can do at a domestic level, and we should and we will, but none of that will be in any way as impactful as the European Union together taking decisions. Now we need to see, and I've been calling for and involved in diplomatic efforts, we need to see two things. One, the detail of the proposals the Commission intends to publish, and secondly, I want an opportunity to vote on those sanctions on behalf of Ireland.
An Garda Síochána is launching a fresh recruitment drive this week. People considering a career in the force will be able to apply on the Garda website from Thursday. Over 550 recruits are currently undergoing the training programme. Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly is encouraging anyone aged between 18 and 49 to consider becoming a Garda.
As soon as you join An Garda Síochána, there's a training allowance. Your accommodation in the Garda College is provided. At the end of your training period, you will have a Bachelor of Arts in Applied Policing. And then as soon as you start work, there's a very competitive salary available. So there's lots of advantages to joining An Garda Síochána.
Garth Sheridan has secured the nomination of a second local authority in his bid to get onto the ballot for the presidential election next month. Tipperary County Council voted to endorse him this afternoon. Kerry County Council made a similar move yesterday. He now needs just two more councils to back him before he's eligible for inclusion on the ballot paper. Mr Sheridan secured the backing of 17 councillors in Tipperary. The other nominee that was proposed and seconded, Cork Councillor Kieran McCarthy, received three votes. There were 16 abstentions. Well, the three confirmed presidential candidates have been campaigning today at the National Ploughing Championships. Fianna Fáil's candidate Jim Gavin says despite being from Dublin, he's got farming in his DNA and he understands the issues that the agriculture sector is facing.
Like many Dubliners, we're only one generation away from rural Ireland, from the land. And for me, what I hear from the farmers and my cousins are involved in farming is, you know, having sustainable income. And obviously the EU and South American trade and the importance that the standards that are set. And obviously it's about succession as well. And what really inspires me today, and I'm only here for a few hours, is the amount of young people.
Well, Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys says she hasn't attended Drum Picnic in Monaghan since around about 2015, but said she would go again. She's been addressing allegations that she has ties to the Orange Order. Speaking at the Ploughing Championships, she said attending the July 12th Drum Picnic is about building bridges.
It is a community gathering. There are many people who go to it across community, and it's a lovely evening out, and indeed many people from right across but both this side of the border and across the border come to it. So this is about bringing people together. And if we're ever going to get anywhere, we need to bring people together. We need to have that understanding.
Independent Catherine Connolly said she's disappointed people don't see the importance of the next president having fluent Irish. She's one of the only presidential candidates proficient in the language. Ms Connolly previously served as chair of the Committee on the Irish Language, the Gaeltachts and the Islands. Speaking to reporters in Offaly, she was asked about her fellow candidates' lack of Irish.
It's a matter of great disappointment to me that the Irish language hasn't been part of the public discourse, and the need for candidates to have Irish and the next president of Ireland to have Irish and to have respect for the language and a recognition that it's part of our heritage, part of our culture, and it's part of our constitution.
It's been confirmed Strabane man Kieran Kennedy has resigned from his role on the Invest NI board. Mr Kennedy says the reason for this is discrimination against the Northwest region. It's reported the former O'Neill's boss says the team was not committed to achieving regional balance. He was due to complete his second three-year term in April of next year, but tendered his resignation in June. A public consultation has been launched by Airgrid today to power up the Northwest. The online and drop-in events will focus on proposed projects to address the growing demand for electricity right across the region. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The public consultation process begins today and will run until the 25th of November. Included are two webinars and six drop-in events, two of which are in Donegal. The rollout will consist of two new 220 kV circuits, as the existing electricity transmission infrastructure in the area is at risk of reaching its capacity limit. One route will run from Sranana substation in Sui County Sligo to Clogher in Donegal, and the other between Flagford substation in Roscommon and Sranana. Airgrid says the proposed projects will also bring economic growth and development benefits for the region and integrate renewable energy sources into the grid. In determining the best options for both the routes and the technology to be used, Airgrid's carrying out extensive research, taking into account factors such as the local landscape and cultural heritage. The first drop-in event in Donegal will be held in Collishacolm Kilbally Shannon on the 16th of October, while a second event will take place in Leganay Community Hall on the 30th of October.
And those details are available on our website, highlandradio.com. A DUP MLA has hit out at First Minister Michelle O'Neill, claiming she styles herself as a First Minister for all, but treats unionists with contempt. Foyle MLA Gary Middleton told the Assembly today that the refusal to facilitate an army recruitment stand at a jobs fair in the Foyle Arena last week by Derry City and Strabane District Council spoke volumes. And he said when his party leader raised concerns, he was told by the First Minister to butt out.
The First Minister for all, after concerns were raised by the DUP leader Gavin Robinson, he was told to butt out. Mr. Speaker, sadly, that will be a surprise for some, but it is not a surprise for people on these benches. When we hear the words butt out, many know that it also means Brits out. No respect, no understanding, and indeed no thought for their unionist neighbours. We are not only seeing the rewriting of history, we are seeing the rewriting of the present. This is now what we have come to expect from this First Minister for all. Offended by everything, ashamed of nothing. Happy to attend the commemoration and glorification of Republican terrorists, but unwilling to allow their unionist neighbours to seek job opportunities in the armed forces sector. Happy to go after our armed forces and those who sought to protect our communities, but tells us there was no alternative to IRA violence. A First Minister who seeks to make the rules, but is happy to not apply them to herself. Happy to meet with those who share her political outlook, but unwilling to meet with the President of the United States. This is a First Minister who is fooling absolutely no one. There's always an alternative. It is time to show leadership. Accept that the idea of a new Ireland is an absolute tatters. Unionism is not budding out. Unionism is not going away.
Gary Middleton speaking in the Assembly at Stormont earlier today. So far this year, there have been 714 water outages across Donegal. It's the fourth highest figure in the state. The figures were obtained by Councillor Fionnuala Bradley, who only received the stats yesterday in response to a question submitted ahead of a meeting with Uisce Éireann last week. Donegal experienced a total of 1,670 water outages in 2024. Inishowen accounted for 28% of those. Councillor Bradley says it's the tourism sector that continually bears the brunt of water outages.
I have to think of the many businesses who in the tourist season here in Donegal, and indeed especially in Inishowen, were left without water. So you're talking about your cafes and your restaurants, pubs, B&B and hotel accommodation premises as well. And in many, many cases over that summer period when there were tourists about, they unfortunately lost revenue because they either had to send people away or they had to cancel bookings before people arrived with them because they had no water, and indeed they had no idea when their water would be restored.
The brother of William McKinney, who Soldier F is charged with the murder of on Bloody Sunday, says he hopes the right decision will be delivered in his trial. The trial of the former British paratrooper began at Belfast Crown Court yesterday. He's also charged with killing James Ray and the attempted murders of five others at a civil rights march in Derry in 1972. The day became known, of course, as Bloody Sunday. The trial was told that the shooting of civilians on that day by former paratrooper and his platoon mates were unjustified, unnecessary and gratuitous. Mickey McKinney told today's 9 till noon show that the coming days will be very important in how this case plays out.
Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, there'll be legal arguments on the admissibility of hearsay evidence, which places F. Anglin Father Park firing his weapon. The judge will probably take a few days to consider that. Next Wednesday, he'll deliver on it. If he rules it out, the case is over. But if he rules in our favour, okay, he goes to trial.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and St Union's have confirmed that they will not lodge an objection to the substitution incident which took place during the defeat to Termon last weekend in the Donegal Senior Club Championship. It was alleged that Termon had 16 players on the field when they scored their final point, which put the Bourne men 2 points up. St Union's did score after that, but couldn't level the game. St Union's say they highlighted the extra player on the field with the official, but no action was taken. The Letterkenny Club released a statement today where they asked for better communication with officials and felt by not lodging an appeal, it was in the best interest of the competition. The full statement is available on our website, highlandradio.com. In athletics, it's been another busy day for Team Ireland at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. Mark English has qualified for the semi-finals of the 800 metres. The Finn Valley man progressed with a third place finish in his heat this afternoon, running 145.13 to secure automatic qualification. Cian McPhillips also qualified with a stunning run to win his heat in 1 minute 44.91. Both Irishmen will be in semi-final action on Thursday. Here's Highland Radio's athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal.
Came through, didn't seem to be under any pressure, had it under control coming up the home straight, and recorded a time of 145.13. That brings him on now later in the week to the semi-final. Two Irishmen in that semi-final, Cian McPhillips and Mark English, which is rather unique, but no problems for Mark English.
Thanks there to Patsy. Elsewhere, Sarah Healy finished 10th in the final of the 1500 metres. And there was disappointment for Charlene Maudsley. She missed out on a place in the women's 400 metres final. In soccer, two Premier League clubs begin their Champions League campaign phase the league campaign this evening. After losing to eventual champions PSG in last year's semi-final, Arsenal are there in Spain for a meeting with Athletic Club. That starts shortly at 5.45. Then from 8 o'clock in North London, Tottenham, they take on Villarreal. Elsewhere, PSV face Union SG. Benfica play Quarterback. Juventus, they go up against Dortmund. And Real Madrid entertain Marseille. Elsewhere, Grimsby Town, they will attempt to cause another shock in the English League Cup tonight. After overcoming Manchester United in the last round, they go away to Sheffield Wednesday tonight. There's an all-Premier League clash between Brentford and Aston Villa, while Crystal Palace, they take on Millwall in tonight's other third-round ties. Up in Scotland, Aberdeen director of football Stephen Gunn will step down next month. It'll bring an end to his 25-year association with the Premiership club. He says they'll benefit from a fresh approach after winning the Scottish Cup last season. Former player David Lurie is stepping into the job on an interim basis while Aberdeen search for a permanent replacement. Back here at an Irish Premiership, there's two games down for decision tonight. Larne, they can move level on points with Coleraine in second spot with a home win to Crusaders. And Ballymena, they host Linfield. In the Championship tonight at the Brandywell Institute, they play Ballinamallard United. And Limavady United, they're up against Dundella. In rugby, Lynn Cantwell is to be inducted into World Rugby's Hall of Fame. Ireland's most capped female player, won a Grand Slam and a Six Nations title during her playing career in the Girls in Green. And at snooker, Mark Allen and Aaron Hill, they're both in action this week at the English Open. Allen was in third round action today against Scott Donaldson, Allen winning by 4-1, while Hill is due on the table this evening against Stephen Maguire. In other news, Ronnie O'Sullivan is withdrawn from next week's British Open due to medical reasons. In golf, Justin Rose says Europe are prepared for a noisy Ryder Cup when they defend their title against the USA in New York next week. They're looking to claim victory on American soil for the first time since 2012. Rose says he wouldn't mind if there's constant background noise, but admits isolated shouts would be harder to cope with.
I actually don't know what to expect, but I think we have to make a mental commitment. That's sort of, so I'm not going in unprepared by going, I don't know what to expect. I'm going in saying, I don't know what to expect, but I'm willing to commit to not rising to anything, not taking the bait.
Moving on to, finally this evening in Formula One news, the British Grand Prix will return as a sprint race host for the 2026 Formula One season. Silverstone held the first sprint weekend in 2021, but went back to the traditional format in each of the last four seasons. The shorter races will be introduced at the Canadian, Netherlands and Singapore Grand Prix next year. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Three cows had to be put down following a crash in the Lifford area last night. Two trucks and an ambulance struck the cattle at around 10 o'clock. Gardaí say there are no reports of any injuries to the occupants of the vehicles. Their inquiries are ongoing. Two people were hospitalised following a multi-vehicle crash in Milford last evening. The three-vehicle collision happened at around 5:30 on the Milford to Remelton Road. A woman in her 40s and a girl were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for what Gardaí have described as non-life-threatening injuries. The road had been closed for a period but reopened later. Gardaí and Donegal are warning of the circulation of counterfeit Bank of England £20 sterling notes. It's after a man entered a business premises in Bundoran on Sunday and handed over a number of the fake notes. It wasn't until he vacated the premises that it emerged that the notes were duds. Well, Gardaí Niall Maguire is urging businesses to be vigilant.
I just want to make people aware, business owners and staff aware, that last week, indeed in Buncrana and Letterkenny, there were £20 sterling Bank of England notes. And the strange thing about these notes were there was where the crown is located on the top left side, there's a little kind of fluorescent, it's a little foil patch. Mm-hmm. And if you pick at that, you can pick it off, and underneath it, it says prop money. So it's prop money, you know, and however these people are getting their hands on it. I presume it's probably easy enough to get your hands on, but if you just run your fingernail over that sticker, it can peel off, and that'll indicate that it's a fraudulent note. So in Bundoran, between 5 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. last Sunday, the 14th, a male entered a business premises, and he handed over a number of these notes, and unfortunately he left before it was discovered. So he's described as being of stocky build and wearing all black, white trainers and a black baseball cap. We're going through the CCTV at the moment.
And Donegal County Council is currently conducting a review of public toilets across the county with the aim of developing a prioritised list of potential upgrades and improvements. The council is also seeking more staff to assist with the provision and maintenance of public toilets across the county. Responding to a motion from Councillor Declan Meehan, officials confirmed they intend to present proposals at the next meeting of the Environment and Climate Action Strategic Policy Committee. Councillor Meehan says a key part of any review must be an assessment of how services which have been contracted out are operating.
I have been, as I'm sure a lot of my colleagues have been, contacted on a regular basis for members of the public and visitors to the area in relation to the poor state or lack of public toilets, not just in, you know, seaside locations or tourist hotspots, but also just generally in towns and villages around the area. So the response I received from the council was in relation to identifying gaps in service provision of public facilities in the MD and across the county. But also what I had pushed for was a review of the contract arrangements that we have either with community groups or private companies for the maintenance, because whatever we are contracting out for is not enough. So we need to see more maintenance, more cleaning of our public toilets across the MD and across the county, because they're too regularly left in a very bad state.
The council does say in its response that it's trying to secure money to hire more staff to look after maintenance. That would suggest the council maybe wants to rely less on contractors and rely more on its own staff and its own resources. Is that something you'd welcome?
That is absolutely something I'd welcome. I think the more services that we can provide directly by the council, and the less that we have to rely on outside private providers, the better, because it provides direct accountability. It means that management within the council can provide direct oversight, and it also means that people are being employed by the council, which ultimately is a good thing.
Cloud building from the southwest through the late afternoon and evening in light to moderate westerly winds, backing southerly later. After a largely dry start tonight, outbreaks of rain will extend from the southwest, heavy in places with some spot flooding possible. The rain will mostly clear eastwards by morning. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 12 with fresh and gusty southeasterly winds veering southwesterly. Largely dry but cloudy tomorrow with isolated showers, just some limited sunny spells. Top temperatures 15 to 18 degrees Celsius. Again, some fresh and gusty north southwesterly winds, strong or near gale force near coasts. Main headlines in brief this evening. Two sisters who suffered sexual abuse at the hands of a priest in Donegal say they finally feel heard by the Catholic Church after an apology was given to them by the diocese this week. The Taoiseach says there will be a shift in policy in the government's new housing plan. Micheál Martin has acknowledged people are facing excessive prices due to the enormous need for housing across the state. A UN human rights investigator has accused Israel's Prime Minister of taking advantage of the trauma caused by the October 7th attacks. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Harris has called for the EU to impose sanctions on Israel. And Garth Sheridan has secured the nomination of a second local authority in his bid to get onto the ballot for next month's presidential election. He received the support of Tipperary County Council today after getting an endorsement from Kerry yesterday. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. In the interim, check all the day's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday, the 16th of September. the death has taken place of Artie McGinley, 20A Newtown Street, Strabán, formerly of Gorchy North, Ballandrate, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 10 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabán at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Magella Duffy, Dewey, Bun, Glengad. Magella's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Joan McGee, née Gallagher, 2 Mill Park, Carrigans. Joan's remains are reposing at her late residence today and all day tomorrow. The funeral cortege will leave there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with cremation to follow at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Care West, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Seamus McBride, 338 Railway Road, Raphoe. Seamus will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9. The funeral cortege will leave his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30, travelling to St Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on the Parish of Raphoe webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Maureen Anderson, Legna Braid, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her nephew Robin Long's home at Ballyboggan, Lifford, today until 11 o'clock. Family, close friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving in Dunnoughmore Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunnoughmore Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McLintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Conor Branigan, Killadroy, Beara, formerly of Ahearn. Conor's remains will repose at Farley's Funeral Home, Beara, today until 8 p.m. Leaving there at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon to arrive at the GAA Pavilion, St Mary's Park, Beara, at 2 o'clock for a humanist funeral celebration of Conor's life before he's brought to Lakeland's crematorium. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Oma Palliative Ward and Cancer Fund for Children. And the death has occurred of Eileen Williamson, 4 Tara Court, Letterkenny, reposing at the family home until 7 o'clock today. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.